And we are back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio, covering all of North Alabama. Solid conservative and just plain right, saving the world one soundbite at a time. We're going to wrap this topic up here in the next few minutes. Let me just bring up an article that I pulled off thehill.com. Because, you know, here's the thing. One of the things you're seeing is that you're apparently the liberal mantra is that you're not allowed to get mad. You're not allowed to call this out. You're objectifying. Now you're persecuting. Don't you know you're creating death threats when you say things about them? Don't call it out. Well, come on. So if you see the bear coming out of the woods, are you more worried about offending the bear or telling the kids to get out of the yard because the bear's coming? You know what I'm saying? You call things out. You'd much rather run the risk of having called it out come what may because someone was offended than to have not called it out and someone's life has changed because of it. Tucker Carlson, thehill.com, did a story on this that once again took someone's comments and said, oh, look at this. This is just horrible. That he's got a storm of backlash now from pundits and media watchdogs who've been critical of Carlson and Fox News. They believe it's a call for violence against members of the LGBTQ community. No, it's not. What he's saying here in this article the other day apparently is about 10, 12 days ago. No, I take it back. Right at about, 3 weeks ago. Carlson said on his show, with regard to the same thing, that this is nothing but sexualization of children. And that he's urging teachers and parents to fight back against curriculums that focus on gender identity and sexual orientation being put in schools. Has no place there. And he goes on to say, you would have to hate children in order to sexualize them because sexualizing children screws them up for life. Ask anyone to whom it has happened, period. No one should put up with this. No parent should put up with this for one second, no matter what the law says. Your duty, your moral duty, is to defend your children. This is an attack on your children, and you should fight back. Carlson suggested that, and there's the part they took big issue, here's the part they grabbed to give them the message they needed to try and defeat his message about how common sense has called this out. Carlson suggested that in a healthy country with an intact social fabric that neighborhood dads would give out instant justice to someone who even thought about sexualizing their kids. He said, if you doubt that, go out and try it in Bulgaria or South Africa or the Solomon Islands. Good luck. Let us know how that ends, if you can still speak. And, of course, the liberals went wild. He's calling for violence. No, he's calling for someone to say, recognize that what you're doing is wrong. And in a lot of places in the world, you wouldn't be able to get away with it for 5 minutes because some dad would come over there and square things away. That's what he's saying. And that's reality. Now, we have laws. I'm not calling for violence. Not at all. Don't even take my comments. Let me go ahead and contextualize now in the big scheme of things. Within 30 seconds of me pointing out what he just said, I said no violence. I did say that. I'm saying it right now. Boomer, you're my witness. No violence.
I heard it.
You're recording it. No violence. No violence. Doesn't mean you have to sit idly by, though, does it? Like that mom who went and spoke that we played earlier at the school board in San Diego. Man, she wore them out, and they deserved it. But then you've got things like the Daily Citizen reporting how Disney is supporting the confusion and sexualization of children. You've seen how Disney fought back against the state law in Florida that just literally said, don't bring sexual content to K-3. K-3. How is that so hard? The article here on Daily Citizen says, why would Disney even oppose this? Sounds like common sense, doesn't it? Don't talk about sexual attractions, identities, or behaviors with elementary school kids. Just teach reading, writing, and arithmetic. But no, Disney fought and still fights. And it says, inappropriate sexualization is happening across the country in elementary education through a variety of means, not the least of which is what we're seeing with Drag Queen Story Hour. Drag queens who dress up objectifying and lampooning women in costumes that if any woman walked in wearing that, you'd think, what is she doing? Get the children, let's get out of here. But no, because it's a woman pretending to be a man, you let it go. Well, the last piece I've got here, Washington Examiner, June 27th of this year, says, let's be clear. The injection of drag queens into children's consciousness goes beyond innocently sitting in a classroom and reading storybooks. If you want to read to kids, just go read to kids. Kids are now being brought to performances that are marketed as kid-friendly, despite being, in many cases, sexually explicit. And this particular author is gay and said, growing up in the gay community and with many drag queens and friends, I don't think it's appropriate for kids to be exposed. Even the gay community recognizes this is wrong. All right, folks, we're going to change topics. We get back. Phil Williams, Right Side Radio. Y'all stay tuned. We'll be right back.